sounds like a loss of like a two parking lots.
Well, if you went to Nashville, what about there? What would be the possibility?
Before you went, of course, you said, oh, how about going to Nashville would be to go to see a movie or a shop or a concert and just move the theaters and the malls have big parking lots. And when you go to a concert, it just depends on what time you get there.
What about some of the shops? What about some of the stores? Do they have the buildings?
That was all the way up. I got claustrophobic.
What do you call the tallest buildings in Nashville?
I guess say skyscrapers. I don't know if any in Nashville would apply. There's some big ones in Nashville.
What's the passageways between behind buildings?
Alleys.
And what do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced, where it's just sort of... And where do you get a drink of water in a public place like here? Okay, now, this is one that I've had trouble with before in some of the other interviews. I want you to name some different kinds of cars and trucks, but I'm not looking for the kind of car. I'm not looking, for example, for Chevrolet. I'm looking for the type of cars.
Like Monaco,
Even that is a name, kind of. I'm looking for the kind of
four-door, two-door, or a sedan, which is, I guess, the same as four-door. Hardtop, convertible, pickup trucks, four-wheel drives, jeeps.
Any other kind of trucks besides pickup trucks?
Semis.
Okay, and what do you call those? Ones that are enclosed. What do you call those?
Camper.
Yeah, either that or is there a difference between a camper? Do you mean a camper is one that has a topper on a pickup truck, or do you mean the van on a truck?
What do you mean by a van type? You mean
a van? One that's enclosed, all enclosed, because the truck is all enclosed.
I would say call both of them campers.
Oh, you call both of them campers. One you like that. What about, you have a big family.
Station wagon.
Yeah, right. And what's that example?
That's just a long car with, like the trunk is part of the car and it's just straight all the way back.
Okay.
Get back to that.
Okay. What is a big car at an airport for driving people with really fast cars?
Limousine.
And what kinds of public transportation do they have in Nashville?
The MTA buses.
These are on spike today.
That's right. that's about World Taxi, of course.
I want you to explain for me the inside of a car. Let's say your car. What's on there? What do you see on
there? You got steering wheel, of course. In front of that's the dashboard, and which houses the audible needles and things and gauges and the radio. Over to the right is the pocket. And I've got a Granada. It's a two-door car.
What kind of gauges and what kind of things?
Speedometer and fuel. And gear indicator.
Do you have an oil light or a water
just
light?
Just a light.
Just a light instead of a gauge. What's something you wrap papers up with if you have
a little band?
Okay. And what about something that you put around some papers to keep them together that's metal?
Paper lips.
And where do you keep your spare tire in your car?
Trunk.
Okay. And what is that thing you push down on to get it?
Accelerator, gas pedal.
And what kinds of transmissions are available in cars and trucks that you know about?
You got automatic or straight shift. Of course, it's four-wheel drive, which is a supplementary type thing.
Now, what kinds of standard shift are there? Are there different kinds of standard shift?
Two, three, three feet.